The overriding theme of Chancellor Zimfer's speech was that each of SUNY's 64 campuses will be expected to do more with less.
Over the next 3 years, all SUNY campuses will shift at a minimum 5% of their administrative spending to academics and student services, $100 million from administrative cost savings to increase our academic and instructional support.
That could include layoffs, especially since Zimfer also announced that some campuses will start sharing back office operations like payroll and human resource services. Zimfer's emphasis on savings could be a key insight into Governor Cuomo's upcoming budget proposal. The state has a $2 billion deficit in the coming year, and cuts need to come from somewhere. Still, the chancellor hinted at an aggressive new approach to translate academic research into new companies.
We will tell you precisely how many entrepreneurs we train, how many external research dollars we win, and how many businesses we grow. This adds up to serious economic revitalization.
At first glance, 2012 could be a quieter year for SUNY legislation-wise, as 2011 saw landmarks like a new tuition policy and the establishment of NY SUNY 2020. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.